What is happening? Is that and those listeners? What's going on, people? This episode, just like the rest from now on, is brought to you by our Patreon. If you go to patreon.com/andthos, A-N-D-T-H-O-Z, you can show us some love, drop a few bucks. You definitely don't have to, but I would appreciate it. And like I've said in the past, that money is going to go to, hopefully, this is the goal, bringing the podcast to YouTube with some video. All right. So right now it's just audio. I know some, I've had many people ask when it's going to have video. So that Patreon, that's what it's going to be for. It's going to be for that. And just like t-shirts and stickers, fun shit for our cult. Also, I just launched the new Instagram page. It is dopethreads_CLE. It's basically, I love going to thrift stores, finding dope shit, old vintage t-shirts, hype beast t-shirt. I love going to thrift stores and finding stuff. So instead of only looking for stuff for me, I'm looking for stuff for the people. But everything's going to be reasonably priced. I don't know if I'm going to put the price in the description of this stuff or if I'm going to just have people DM me. You could tell me what you think is fair and we'll just do it like that. If you're not in Ohio, I'll still ship it to you. It'll just be, you'll have to pay the price of shipping, or we can split it, whatever. We'll get it to you. Don't worry, go check it out, dopethreads_CLE, or the Patreon, patreon.com/andthos. Now to the episode. It was supposed to be special guest, but as it sometimes happens, guests couldn't make it. And if you're a guest that was supposed to be on the podcast at any point, DM me. I forget a lot of shit, man. DM me and let's make it happen. I want people on. It's way more fun for me to have guests on. So if you are a guest that hasn't been on but want to be on, DM me. We'll make it happen. I know there's a few people right now that are like, what the fuck, man? But we'll make it happen. You're going to get on the show, all right? You're my friends. I want people on. I want people with dope stories. I just want, I don't know. I want to talk to cool people. I'm going to have a few different artists on. One I will announce at the end of the show. And let's just get into it. So, I know I was supposed to have a guest on today, guys. I'm sorry. That's why we delayed it from Monday. Usually the podcasts are coming out on Monday. Sometimes Sunday, if you're lucky. But, I apologize, guys. It was supposed to be Monday. That's my bad. I thought we were going to have a guest if I waited a day. Plus, you guys know I'm real open with you. I'm doing the EMT schooling, and I finished the EMT schooling, but I have my NREMT today, the big test. So I used yesterday, instead of recording a late episode, I just used it to study. And I mean, Sheesh. That test, man, it was everything I feared it to be. I'm not going to lie to you guys. It was very difficult, and I don't feel confident, and that's a fucking terrible feeling. Not feeling good in a work you just did. I hate failing. I hate losing in fucking Call of Duty. Now, take that and apply it to a test that, in all seriousness, is probably going to lead to my future career. Assuming that the podcast isn't going to be making me tens of thousands of dollars a month ever. But, I mean, we can all dream. That's that's my American dream, is to keep going. Just kidding. I say it all the time. I'm going to keep doing this until I don't have a passion for it. Not in it for the money. I'm in it because the best part is venting, talking to you guys, having feedback from you guys. If you're listening to this and you've messaged me anything about the podcast, good or bad, that's kind of why I do it. I like the interaction with everybody. But you know that. We won't even get into that. So, UFC 235 just happened. And I haven't listened to any other podcast yet that has broken it down. Usually, you know, Ariel Helwani, Brendan Schaub, people like that. That's kind of who I'll listen to, see if I agree, change some stuff, and then talk to you guys. But haven't done that yet. Let me actually go to the UFC app, which the thing freaking bugs me. You guys know this UFC app bugs the shit out of me. I think the UFC app, actually, it has Tatiana Suarez as ranked number 4, but really she's ranked 3rd. So for sure change that, UFC. But let me click on this. Okay, so the prelims, we had Diego Sanchez, Mickey Gall. I'm not going to lie, I didn't watch that one. Mickey Gall got knocked out. I didn't watch, I can't really talk about it. I didn't watch that. Didn't watch the Cody Stammen and Alejandro Perez fight either. The Johnny Walker fight, Jesus Christ, that guy is the real deal. Now, hey man, hey Johnny Walker, for sure don't get injured celebrating. Come on, man. He blew his shoulder out doing that fucking thing he does after the fights. I don't know what it's called. It's called something, but I don't know. Also, Johnny Walker the whiskey. How weird is it that he's either Brazilian or Mexican, I believe. How weird is it that his name is fucking Johnny Walker? I think he's Brazilian. But, Brazilian. How fucking weird is that? Johnny Walker. Most American name ever? Or is it Irish? Is Johnny Walker an Irish whiskey? Or is it a Scotch? Hey, let's be honest. I don't know the difference with any of them. But, speaking of me sucking to have guests on, dude, me and Dan were supposed to have a whiskey podcast like fucking months ago, where we were supposed to drink whiskey, get a little tipsy, and talk shit. And I don't know what the fuck happened. Oh, I got an idea. Maybe we could do the whiskey podcast for a fight companion almost. That might be fun. I don't know. I think I do have undiagnosed ADD because I just talk and I forget like what I'm doing, but that's neither here nor there. Johnny Walker, the dude is fucking sick with it. But again, don't get injured during your celebration. That's embarrassing, bro. Zabit Jeremy Stevens. So, Zabit got it done, hands down. The only thing that I have to say about this fight is I don't think it helped Zabit. He won unanimous decision, but I don't think that really helped him fighting Jeremy Stevens. Number 6th ranked Jeremy Stevens when Zabit is 15th, but looking the way that he does, and he didn't do anything, like nothing spectacular against Jeremy Stevens. He was throwing some crazy stuff, which is always fun. But what I mean by it didn't look good for him, like his stock, is it went to decision, you know? And, I mean, don't get me wrong. Jeremy Stevens is a fucking nightmare. He hits you. You're going, I mean, you're donezo. But I'm just saying, like, who else is there at featherweight real quick before I start talking all this shit? Rankings, featherweight. So there's Renato Moicano, Alexander Volkanovski, Frankie Edgar, Jose Aldo, Brian Ortega, Max Holloway is a champ. But yeah, for Zabit, I would have rather had him fight like Frankie Edgar. Obviously, Brian Ortega would have been insane, but number one versus number 15, I don't see why Brian Ortega would take that fight. But, and he's got the fight with Max Holloway, whatever. Or, yeah, you know what I mean. Jesus. I'm excited for fucking Max Holloway and Dustin Poirier fight again. But the main event of the Jones and Smith is really what I wanted to talk about for the most of what I wanted to talk about for this this card. Cody Garbrandt and Pedro Munhoz. My goodness, did Cody fucking need that win. He just got knocked out twice to TJ Dillashaw. And what does he do in the first round, man? Stands and trades punches with Pedro Munhoz, of all people. Basically, they stood in the middle of the octagon and threw right hands to see who would go to sleep first. Come on, man. Like, that's part of this sport that is so crazy, is anything can happen. And, like, Cody, I just feel Cody needed that win, man. And, I mean, I'm not giving up on him by any means because, all right, that was a stupid fight from him. That was stupid. He smelled blood. He hurt Pedro and then smelled blood and decided to trade punches. We see how that turned out. But what I mean is I'm not giving up. It's like, okay, TJ Dillashaw, he has his number. No big deal, dude. The champ has your number. No big deal right there. But he just, I don't know. I feel like he should maybe take a little bit of time off. Or, because I don't know, like, I don't know who they could throw him. Pedro's number 9. Like, where does he go from here? I don't know. I don't know. That was a bummer. It was a bummer for Cody and Cody fans. But what are you going to do, you know? Next fight was, what was it? Oh, Tisha Torres and Weili Zhang. Oh, my goodness. Weili Zhang, I hope that's how it's said. She has a new fan in me, I'll tell you what. Boy, I tell you what. Weili Zhang, at the end, her post-fight interview, how about that? It was, the word that's coming to my head is adorable, but she just beat some butt with Tisha Torres. She said, with her little accent, her little Chinese accent, was like, "Remember me, Wei Li." She was just the cutest, and you know, good for her, man. Good for her. She has a new fan. The man, this fight, this card was stacked, and it made it all the way through. You never see that. The card's making it with no substitutions. Anyway, Robbie Lawler and Ben Askren. Now, yeah, this fight definitely had its controversy. Ben Askren was fucked up in this fight. I thought that ref was going to stop that fight. But he didn't. Then Ben Askren got the, what was that? Like the was that the OSP choke? And Herb Dean, no, this wasn't the Herb Dean, no, it was the Herb Dean one, right? Cause yeah. He stopped it because Ben Askren had Robbie Lawler in this choke, and it sure looked like his arm went limp, signaling that he would be knocked out. Stopped it, Robbie Lawler pops right back up, saying, "What the fuck, man?" Which, by the way, he handled it perfect. He argued it, and then it was kind of just like, fuck, man. Good job. Gave the credit to Ben Askren. Didn't, you know, make a big deal. Robbie Lawler, super fucking classy. So, good for him on that. I say they run it back. Ben Askren doesn't want that. But Dana said in an interview that they're running that one back. But who knows what the fuck's, who knows what's going to happen with that. I don't know. I also don't know if Dana gave Ben Askren Robbie Lawler to throw him to the wolves, or if he was like, all right, well, this guy has all this hype. Let's see what he's made of. All that hype basically was from Rogan and Schaub, by the way. I mean, the dude was, he's undefeated for a reason, right? But they're talking all this shit, and then he comes out with that magnificent dad bod of his. And it was just, that was pretty funny. But yeah, the arm went limp is what it looked like to everyone, including the ref, which is why I can't see them. I mean, yeah, you can say it was an early stoppage, but you can't give, I think it was Herb Dean, you can't give him that much shit. I mean, that guy is the gold standard for UFC refs. Every ref should try to be like Herb Dean. So it looked like his arm was limp. And people are like saying, you can't choke somebody out when you don't have it locked under their neck. Oh, really? You can't? This guy is a professional wrestler. They're professionals at choking people out. You don't think that you can cut off somebody's blood supply by if you don't have it around their neck? Come on. Come on, man. You're squeezing as hard as you can. Bet they're going to sleep. I bet they're going to sleep. So that's a stupid argument. And he was talking to Herb Dean. said that he was going to let go. So maybe when he loosened the choke is when Robbie Lawler came back to, and then he was awake by the time he let go of the choke, which is another possibility that could have happened. Anyway, I want to see them run that one back. But we'll see what the UFC decides to do. Now, this was the biggest, like, oh my God of the night for me, was Tyron Woodley and Kamaru Usman. Jesus, take the wheel. Before with Kamaru Usman, it was almost like, we know this guy is good, but how good is he, you know? He's great, but how great? Ah, my goodness. I clearly still am in shock because of how Kamaru completely dominated that fight. His cardio, his wrestling, his striking. Landed 336 of 390 total strikes. 86%. That's pretty fucking good. Significant strikes? 141 of 194. Like, everything was better. Everything. And it was, I don't know if Tyron Woodley, this is a big question. Does he have 1 foot out the door? Because if you think about it, while Woodley is, you know, on TMZ, ESPN, whatever, Fox or whatever he's on, rapping with Wiz Khalifa, while he's doing all that shit, all Kamaru Usman was thinking was, I want the belt. Give me the belt. Training his Nigerian ass off. Like, that guy is the fucking real deal. And he, I don't see Woodley beating him. I get why you would say an immediate rematch, but the way he dominated him, I don't need an immediate rematch. Woodley's got to figure his shit out. And Usman, I forget, Ben Askren wants to fight the winner of Till and, the winner of Till and Masvidal. And I don't know who he fights after that. It was a all-around dominant performance from Usman. Now, the main card, John Jones, Anthony Smith. John Jones clearly was dominant in that fight. I think he was like minus 7 or 800. Was it minus like 800 was the favorite, which is absurd. So I think he kind of wanted to come out and really put on a show and then realized that that wasn't going to happen. So he re-downloaded the data and just dominated the entire fight. All the props to Anthony Smith. I saw a couple people saying like, that's what a fighter's supposed to do, but yeah, that's what they're supposed to do. It doesn't mean that's what they have to do. You know what I mean? What I'm talking about is there was an illegal shot, clearly illegal shot. Some would argue there was Could have been two illegal shots from John Jones. The one was going to be illegal, but Anthony Smith put his arm up, so he hit his arm instead of his face. But, yeah, it was a three-point on the ground, whatever, to the head. It's a dumb rule. But, yeah, you know, so doctor came in, checked out Anthony Smith. Anthony Smith could have said he couldn't go on, and he would have got the DQ win. I don't agree with that, but, I mean, we've seen other fighters do it, which is why I have so much respect for him not doing it. Because he really showed some grit and didn't take the bitch way out. And after the interview he gave where he said that he didn't want to, he wanted to beat John Jones for the belt. He didn't want to steal the belt from him. Good for you, man. You know? It's not, he didn't, it's not the fact that he said it, which most fighters, everybody thinks should not take the easy way out. I mean, you're a fighter, for God's sake. Don't take the easy way out. But, I'm just saying, man, like, he could have done what we've seen so many people do, and he didn't. And I give so many props for that. But yeah, so 235, I think it was great. I think it was a really good card. I think it delivered. And like I said, maybe if you guys want, we could do a whiskey podcast with Dan for the next, I don't know, maybe not, maybe just like a fight night. That'd be fun. On a serious note, let me take a little sip of water. On a serious note, I don't know why, but I've been thinking, I've just been thinking like about death kind of, and I guess, no, not death, it stems kind of from, I was thinking about weed in a weird way. I'll explain. Yeah, I know you're not with me. I'll explain. I was thinking about how, like, stupid it is that we still aren't allowed to smoke weed anywhere you go. Like, the idea that we're letting people tell us, other adults, what we can and can't put in our bodies, regardless if it's good or bad. Alcohol is awful for you, clearly, okay? But we allow that. So just the idea that, like, one adult would get off by telling another adult what they can and can't put in their body. I'm not talking about for kids. I don't think kids should have weed, period. CBD is a different question, but weed? No, I don't think that. Maybe 21 or 25 when your brain's fully developed. but, like, think about it. If we're lucky, right, we live probably a good 85, 90 years. The first 15 years at least, you're learning how to be a human, basically. Okay? So until you're 25, like I just said, you're learning how to be an adult. Like, that's, your brain's formed when you're 25, which leaves 60 years if you live to be 80, 65 if 90, of you living your life. And that idea that, like, someone can tell you what you can and can't put into your body is absolutely, it's insane. Even if you live to be 100, right? Those last couple years they're iffy at best. You know, like, that's not the best quality of life if you live to be 100. Maybe now, or like when we live to be, like when us 25, 30, 20, 19, 18 year olds live to be 100, maybe the quality of life will be better. But I'm saying, like, for people right now that are 100, their quality of life probably not very good. And like, bigger picture, if you want to expand that, the idea that people aren't letting other people put stuff in their body, expand that to a bigger picture. We, as Joe Rogan always talks about, are on a fucking rock flying through space at thousands of miles per hour. We're just hurling through infinity. And all that is really protecting us is a thin layer of gas, right? Our atmosphere. Even if we live to be however old we wanted to be, this is best case scenario that we can live to be however old. The sun's going to die, right? We can't fix it. What the fuck are we going to do about that? The sun's going to die eventually, ending our planet, and then that's the end of us. Unless we find another solar system to live in, which I don't see happening in the next 75 years for us, guys. Let's be honest. And we're worried about what we're putting in other people's bodies. What other people are putting in their own body. Now, the same like principle of like don't let people put whatever in their body. Now, if it's like really destroying someone or it's hurting someone else, yeah, then for sure I totally get the argument. But I'm talking about weed. And it's, I don't know, it's just preposterous to me that like we're all just withering away. And if you want to smoke some weed to take your mind off it, you know, to take your mind off the edge of life, you should be allowed to. Or on the flip side, maybe you like that paranoia. Maybe you're a little bit psycho, right? Maybe you find it. Maybe you find a young chickadee that she's a little bit psycho too. You guys want to smoke some of the devil's danger, smoke some of the devil's lettuce. My bad, not the devil's dander. You don't want to be doing no cocaine. But if you're just smoking some, having some devil's lettuce, bro. You guys want to get that paranoia feeling? All I'm saying is the sooner everyone realizes that that weed should be legal, I think the better it's going to be for everybody. That's all I'm trying to say. Where that came from, don't really have an answer for you. Yeah, I don't know where that came from. I was at, like, when I said I was thinking about death, not really thinking about death, but, like, the Brody Stevens thing happened, and, so, if you're unfamiliar, he's a comedian that committed suicide, and, now, I'm not claiming to be, like, a huge Brody Stevens fan. I don't really know him, not really familiar with him, but everyone that I follow did know him, and they were heartbroken about it, saying about how good of a person he was. And I was thinking, like, what would cause somebody, like, I've dealt with suicide in my family. What causes someone to get to that point, you know? Where, like, they feel like they can't talk to anyone, or they, I don't know, man, you're just down or something. It's sad, you know? Life could be real fucking sad. But life could also be awesome. I'm just saying, like, if you feel, like, somebody explained it as, like, the feeling of wanting to kill yourself as being in a sauna that keeps getting hotter and you just can't get out. Just a sauna cranked up to 150 and you can't get out and you can't breathe. Like, that's what I've heard someone explain it as. Which then I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. It helped me understand it a little bit more. you know, because we're curious people, we're curious beings. But yeah, what I'm trying to say is, like, if you are in a position where you feel like you can't talk to somebody, you can. Like, you for sure can. Dude, if you feel like you can't do it anymore, DM me. I'll talk to you. DM somebody in your family. You don't have family? DM a friend. You don't have friends? Call 911. You could do, like, you can get yourself out. You can get yourself out of, like, bad situations. Even if it's, dude, you can get yourself out of a bad situation literally one day at a time. If you're in a bad situation, take it one day at a time, man. Think of it like this. Like, time's going to go on regardless if we're here or not, right? Time's going to keep going on whether or not you're trying to improve your life or not. So why don't you, if you're here on Earth with us, why don't you just take it one day at a time? Do one thing better. Doing one thing better, the way I think of, like, doing one thing a day better is if you have two boats and the two boats are side by side, they're right next to each other, side by side. If one boat changes its course 3 degrees over 2 weeks, that's not that much of a difference. Over a month, a little bit more of a difference. Over a year, oh, okay, those boats aren't going the same way. Over the course of a fucking lifetime, if you're doing one thing better every single day, you're going to end up in a better place than you would if you weren't doing that. If you read, if you find some time in the day to read, if you think you're so busy that you don't have time to do anything more, I got news for you. You're not that busy. You got to be really real with yourself. I do too. I have to remind myself of this shit too, where I say, oh man, I'm so busy today. And then I'm like, I did this. What did I do after that? Oh, I did this, but that happened an hour later. Hey, that's an hour I could have did something. I could have read for a half hour. Just do something. Like, if you're every single day just chilling, it's a bad habit to get into. And we've all gotten into it. But, like, the idea of, and I'm thinking of this because of some, like, this part of me, I'm thinking because something happened in my family that I'm not going to share with you guys. But I don't know, man. The idea that, like, we say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to quit. I'm going to do that. And someday you'll do it. Someday. Well, someday doesn't fucking exist. All right? Someday isn't a day of the week. Pick a day and do it. Period. Someday isn't coming. Do it. Take control of your shit. Now, on a lighter note, people, Thursday, I am joined by the very talented hip-hop artist. Can't say that any whiter. No, but I'm going to be joined by the rapper Dope Smoothies. He's on iTunes, Spotify, and dude, his vibe, you guys know I like vibes. His vibe is so chill and mellow. You're going to want to kick it. You're going to want to go find you a nice little honey and kick it and chillax to this, any of his music. Not any of his music, I mean, but majority of his music is very chill. And yeah, he'll be joining us on Thursday. As for this episode, it's coming to an end. You know how we end this? With dope music. So what better way to end this one than with dope smoothies? And until next time, people. Peace.
Wave my name.